You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. A sports news update for Club Tokemwal, Australia's premier Murray River golfing destination, with two top 40 golf courses. Talk to the Golf Package team today.
Great to have you with us this morning. We enjoyed the banter with all of you. It's great fun. This has come through via my personal temper text. Morning, mate. Dogs played April 6th, 12th, 18th. St Kilda played 7th, 13th, 18th. Not too much difference there.
No, well, they've got a reason
too. So no excuse.
Hi, Gary. Me and Dickie Knee think you're a great bloke. Much love, Aussie Ostrich.
Good one. Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Gary. Hello, Tim. Geez, hasn't Start Me Up gone down well already across portions of the competition? I was making a few calls this morning and shock horror, a couple of them said, tell the boys I like the new song.
Is hey, that right?
Got an unbelievably positive response.
The old one was catchy, they say, but they are the Stones. They
much
will come for the
much,
Stones.
Much better. And yeah. Might I say, your haircut is particularly good too.
It's a bit short, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot shorter than what you normally go through. Is that, is there any reasoning behind that?
No, I'd like to say it was by design, but it wasn't.
If you're at a private school,
still
they'd
growing.
Send you home.
Yeah, what about that?
You can't have locks, you can't have, I wrote it down. Do you know this, Whispers? There's a drama at the private school.
No, I didn't know this.
You can't have locks, tracks, that's a shaved head with a pathway through
right.
it, or a fade.
Right. Hey, who, what about, can
I'll
you have
go
a...
go with a fade myself.
Can you have a blonde strip down the back?
A ponytail.
No, who's...
That's a ponytail.
Chol.
Who is it?
Maybe
McDonald.
Or Chol. Can you go the Chol?
No,
McDonald.
No, it's a Hawthorn player. McDonald.
It's a little plait. That's a blonde plait.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
You said I was outraged by Arj Barker. I'm not getting involved in that.
You came in here.
You wanted to talk
six,
about that earlier this morning.
And you
morning.
Said, what about
said,
this?
Yeah, what a story, I said, because it's completely polarised.
Where do you
people.
Sit on it?
I'm just observing from afar.
No, where do you sit on it?
I can appreciate the fact it's a sizeable story. That's all I'm saying.
What's he been saying? Because he's been on the Today Show,
story.
The Sunrise Show.
No pun intended, by the way.
He's been on both shows.
He's doubled down, he's tripled down, he's quadrupled down.
Has he?
Has
Barker, yep.
So he's happy to throw the lady, the poor lady.
Yes, he said it was awkward. I didn't enjoy doing it, but it says on the ticket 15 and above. It was ruining my train of thought. And I was thinking of the other 700. Was there 700 there? I was thinking of the other 700 people in attendance, look, not just myself. They wanted the proper experience.
But the baby wasn't making any noise, was the baby? It
I
was just
it
the fact
crying,
that she
no.
was sitting in the fourth row and he saw the lady breastfeed.
Look, as someone who's done stand-up at the comedy festival, it would be
Would it put you off?
It would be off-putting, but I would have worked through it. I would have thought how important it was for this lady to be out and about.
And knowing the way you work, you would have just incorporated in your shtick.
In a good way.
In your spot.
In a warm, friendly way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you said, look, and you would have said something like, and I've just thought of another thing. Another thing, yeah.
I wouldn't have gone with that, but... Not bad from you.
Jeepers.
What have you got?
Hey, I know you speak about Harley Reid earlier. Just quickly on this. You know the AFL, the official X account of the AFL.
Do you want to do that
auction
thing again? Because Alan and Cam, did you hear the auction?
I did. Yeah, 10 million.
Alan said it's our sharper stuff. Go on.
That's not some of the feedback I saw. The Harley Reid fan club, the league's calling themselves with a little eagle emoji written into their bio. So the league is on board, Gary.
Of course they are.
Hey, correct name, please.
Interesting, Western Australian football's back.
He's changed his name over there.
Oh, sorry, Charlie Reid.
He's Charlie Reid now.
Soon to be Charlie Reid multiple times over, perhaps. Hey, giant night with the Giants at the AFL Tribunal tonight. So Toby Green, Jesse Hogan up trying to overturn their one-match bans for rough conduct and striking, respectively. Tom Barras, that dangerous tackle tomorrow. So Green, the high contact in a marking contest with Jordan Boyd. Careless, medium impact, high contact. The Giants are going to argue this was a legitimate marking attempt and a reasonable marking attempt and a play on the ball. The response from the AFL will be he had other alternatives, he had other options. So when it comes to the Peter Wright comparisons that are often pulled out, the tribunal findings in that case involve the words high speed and extremely forceful impact. So that is, this is not that when it comes to Toby Green.
Which is why he got one and not four.
So we acknowledge that. Now, you referenced this earlier, Gary, the Carl Warner being concussed or knocked out by Lincoln McCarthy. This was off the stadium back in round one.
That was the one, yeah.
And McCarthy comes out. He actually takes the mark on his chest. Mm. Unfortunately, Warner's concussed. No case to answer because the ball is the sole objective and there'll be no problem for these players. But is it realistic for the modern-day player to think they've got to play on the ball, they're going to mark the ball, they've got to get there first. They're desperate to get there first. I've got to take this mark. It's been kicked to me until at the last second it isn't. Yeah. And you are being asked to do something to take evasive action. Is that realistic?
This is where the, for one of the few occasions for the Wisp and I, we've got the big divider between
us. The glasses
us.
Come down.
Where do you sit?
Well, on the... The rules are written in a way that I can't see Toby Green getting off because his play on the ball doesn't follow from start to finish. But is that realistic? I don't know. Maybe something has to change in the tribunal wording or the ruling. Does he have other options, Toby Green, in that instance? Can he keep his arms up and try to mark the ball?
That's where we agree to disagree on. The Wisp said it was inevitable and that he had no other choice. Mm. I say that he would have and could have changed his attack on it.
So that'll all be thrashed out. It could be long. It'll be legalese. It'll be the full whack tonight. They're not going with Adrian Anderson, which I think is a mistake.
Big
because
mistake.
Adrian Anderson's got the skeleton key to this.
Pretty woman. Big mistake.
They're going with Ben Isle and Ben Isle's team.
Pretty woman.
Where she goes into the shopping centre and with all her bags and goes back in and says, big mistake. Big mistake.
That's the most obscure thing that you have ever seen.
Fair enough. Probably was.
So they have a goal with him. But regardless, Ben Isle will do the job. The Jesse Hogan one is the Charlie Ballard rule that was amended in the off-season. So that this will always be intentional now, even if you're trying to shove a player, because it's off the ball, away
Which
from the
contest. It?
This is Jesse Hogan. And that's what gets him the match, because it used to be careless. But now it's always going to be graded intentional. This is the rule that they change in the off-season.
This is so similar to the Mason Redmond thing.
Yeah. So the Giants are just going to say this is below the force required. They've got some different angles here to show. There's going to be an argument. It slipped up off the arm, I think, and the force is negligible. So this is one that, look, the way the rules are written, again, is going to be hard to overturn. It'll come down to camera angles, still photos. Again, this one
think?
Could drag on for
You're
a period
the
of time as well. It's going to be hard for him. I think it's going to be hard for him. Mm. Absolutely. But, geez, doesn't it turn quickly at the Giants? So Brent Daniels is in doubt as well. He's battling a knee injury. Sounds like he's unlikely, more than likely. Copped a knock to the knee against the Blues. So Sam Taylor not there. Canelio's still out. Green and Hogan possibly suspended. Now Daniels likely to miss, who's been influential as a small pressure forward who kicks goals. So they've got Brisbane into Sydney. So it can turn quick, this combat. It's so even, isn't it?
So like, even.
You're riding everything
That's
week
why
to week.
We've got to be careful, we in the media, of making big sweeping statements when we're still 4 months away from the final.
Hear, hear. Pretty woman. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Have a spell, Gaz. That's from Chris. The opposite to that, Chris, that means that he's in the sharpest form
Thank
of
you.
His career.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Keep going, Fieldy.
Now, speaking of Peter Wright, he's eligible this Thursday, Anzac Day, of course, the first time after serving that four-week ban. And we all thought who would make way is interesting, if anyone, because Brad Scott suggested yesterday that Wright, Goldstein, Draper and Jones would all play. And Harry Jones has been so impressive forward and brought some real energy. Can they play all four of them, Wisp? It's going to be a big call. Will they go tall, or do you think someone's going to have to make way? And if it is someone, who's it going to be?
I think they will play all four.
Really?
And the forecast is for a little bit of rain, but it's not going to be a whole...
Mark McGough style rain.
No, it's not going to be like that. It won't
not
be
the,
like
not
that.
Not the possum eyes.
No, it won't be like... He was best on ground that day.
He was.
Too. I don't think... I think they will play the four. I'm just trying to think who they probably... Probably Hind, they'll drop out of the mix here.
Okay. Dylan Grimes, Jacob Hopper, they're going to return for Richmond tomorrow. Anzac Eve, expect that duo to be named tonight. Clayton Oliver, the surgery went fine with the hand. He's training, so that's all good to go. He had that injury all the way back. He's carried it since March. Marty Hall, fine. And Shane McAdam will return via the VFL as well, the pickup from Adelaide, who's had that nasty hamstring that he's finally overcome, Gary. So he's closing in on a Melbourne debut as well. Did have some exciting moments for the Crows. Doesn't sound as though Jamari Ugalhagen will be there, but a lot will hinge on training tomorrow, whether he's there and how well he trains and the level of, I guess, conviction that Luke Beveridge and the coaching staff have on him. He was seen at the boxing, raised some eyebrows. Just for the record, the club didn't have an issue with that. He was with some family members.
We don't need to... Do we know...
To be honest, I have not even bothered to find out the reason why.
We don't need to know more, do we?
I don't feel like we need to know the reason why.
If they put personal behind it, then that's personal.
So he had to get home. He came back over the weekend. Didn't report to the club yesterday for training. Next order of business is tomorrow for the main session. So they fly out for Perth, of course, on Friday for that game on Saturday. So he would need to do a good job of training tomorrow, but it's sounding unlikely at the moment.
Love it, Gary. Pretty woman. Just add the all-important last word. I'll let you go again.
No, well, I'll do better than that. Adrian Anderson, they haven't put him on as the advocate.
Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
Will you stop crawling over me jokes?
Well, can you just give me a heads up that you're actually throwing to a grab? I was going to the text message that came through which said, big mistake.
Huge mistake.
The pause wasn't long enough. Wait again. Big mistake.
Let me play it.
Huge.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Oh, my God. No, there's another big in there. Oh, big mistake.
Well, given Arj Barker's never welcome back here, you two should step up and
mind of a genius, Gary. Well, that was that sharp, it went over everyone's head. You're dead right, Mick. Thanks for that.
Port Adelaide, just last thing I want to leave with you guys. So brutally swept aside by Collingwood after quarter time on Saturday. Now, Coach Ken Hinckley, in the press conference, spoke of chasing the gap to the top. So he said, we're chasing the gap. So just a look here. Port are 4-2. They've beaten West Coast, Richmond, Essendon, and Fremantle. They did lose to Melbourne. They lost to Collingwood. So the Pies are not in the top eight at the moment, but I think we all think they're going to be there by season's end, if not higher. So Port's record against top eight sides, it's been an issue over the entirety of Ken Hinckley's tenure, and that pursuit to close the gap, as he terms it, has been elusive. They won 17 games last year, but out in straight sets. In Ken Hinckley's 11 full seasons in charge, as good as we think he is, only twice in the COVID-affected 2020 year and last year have his Port Adelaide side had a positive win-loss record against top eight sides. So overall, that's 37-70 before this year. And in those 11 seasons, they've been reasonable themselves. They've played finals six of those 11 seasons, but they haven't won a final since 2021, and they've struggled against the quality. And those stats would be even starker if you were to narrow it down to top 14.
You've done a lot of work on this field.
So top eight sides, you could go through
a lot more than Corn has on this, I've got to say.
But for me, it's a... So we're talking
about... What are you saying?
Well, we're talking about really fine margins at the pointy end, aren't we? We're talking about the cream of the crop, and it comes down to small moments. But over the course of his 11 seasons, they just haven't stacked up against the best teams.
I say it again. What are you saying here? Are you saying you can't coach against top teams?
I'm saying the record is there for us to make our own assessments. And
it's
assessment? It's a very stark record.
And what do you make of it?
I think it's an issue for them. And has been an issue for them for a period of time.
The question is, what are you trying to get him to say?
You just said it.
Yes.
It wasn't possum eyes, Tuvi, question mark.
You're spot on. You're dead right.
You got the wrong possum.
And I named him the possum and we loved him. He was our favourite back in the day, a long time ago. But that Mark McGough, he was only 17. He was a schoolboy.
Yeah, and that was unbelievable.
Did
performance
he win it twice or did he only win it
just once?
Once,
I think.
Once.
Hey, Gary, you're so on another level. There you go.
What, in terms of the Julian... Roberts.
I don't know why that came into my... I got no idea.
That's why
I said it was so obscure, but it was great.
I was about to say big mistake to Fieldy, and then that just jumped into my head.
How many times have you watched that movie, Pretty Woman?
Plenty.
Obviously.
Just waiting for Slippery Little Sucker to get a mention at some stage later on in the show, Gary.
Slippery Little Sucker, as the snail flew over the head of the other diners.
That's it.
You've watched it too, Phil.
I've watched it many times. It's a classic. You've got to watch it.
Anything else?
I think that's just about it. I feel really sorry for Chankuth Jath out at Hawthorne.
What's going on there?
Another soft tissue for him. This is a quad strain. Went to Doha, went to Qatar over the off-season to solve his just myriad soft tissue issues. Burst burst onto the scene. It's just sad that he keeps breaking down. I hope he's not going to be one of those players that we just don't see the best of again. Hopefully they get to the bottom of it all.
And will Day be back this week?
I think he's a chance.
I think he did all of that bring your mouth guards training last week.
So he'd be big in.
He'd be a massive in.
Yep.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done by you. SEN Breakfast, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. The Koga Mobile Studios lit up beautifully. It's got you covered. 120 gigs, $120 to use across 12 months. Kogan.com. Click and awesome. Are you looking at me inquisitively or are you looking at me, I'm ready to talk to Josh?
I'm just a little bit bored. Can you move on a bit?